Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think there's an obvious answer to this question, but Philadelphia got it wrong. And the question is this. We steal this directly from WIP, our brother station in Philly, Dorm. Would you rather, to start a team, have Howie Roseman or Patrick Mahomes? Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles.
This is a real question?
65% of people in Philadelphia voted for Howie Roseman.
Is this a real question? And is that, are those real?
That's the real result, yeah.
What?
Yeah. They're so blinded by their love for that man, and they should love him. I mean, he's great general manager.
But he ain't playing.
Right. And they've got one. They've got one championship. And that is a wonderful thing. And they had a parade, and they've been a long-suffering franchise. It's why they love him. Patrick Mahomes could maybe win 3 in a row. And I think is likely to win 3 in a row. It's not even a question.
No.
Think about the San Francisco 49ers and how they built that roster. That roster was ravaged by injuries this year. But the last few years, they've been Philadelphia West. Yeah. I mean, great offensive line, great schemes, but great high-end star power.
Yes.
What's it got them? They won a Super Bowl. Ain't got him nothing. I think Baltimore's roster is better than Buffalo's roster. Who won the game? The team with Josh Allen, who the voters said this year was the better quarterback, and that's up for some debate. But you get the point. Like, the best roster doesn't generally guarantee you anything unless you've got one of the best quarterbacks. I think about the Rams. And what they did, and they have Aaron Donald, maybe the best defensive player of all time. They didn't win until they brought in Matt Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
You need the quarterback. And I get it. Sports, fandom, it's provincialism. You're going to love your team. You're going to love your guys. I shouldn't be shocked that the vote in Philly
right.
went that way. But the 35% of the people who would rather have Patrick Mahomes are clearly in the right. You just lost to them 2 years ago with, I think, unquestionably the better roster. Give me Patrick Mahomes 100 times out of 100 times.
I think the question should be, like, would you rather have Andy Reid or Howie Roseman? Like, right now.
Would you rather have, how about this, Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back over the annals of time at the great coaches who are in the hall and the great quarterbacks, they're intrinsically linked.
Yes, absolutely.
Always.
Yeah.
Belichick and Brady, Knoll and Bradshaw, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's just the way that it goes. Like, it's not a coincidence that we say, oh, this guy's the greatest coach of all time. Oh, he had Tom Brady. Oh, this guy might be the greatest head coach of all time. Oh, he had Patrick Mahomes.
Now, which coach or quarterback didn't have either or in the last 25 years? I mean, if we could think about that, if we want to play a little game. Like,
I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful. Like, I don't think Tony Dungy is in the same realm as these guys we're talking about.
He had Peyton.
He had Peyton Manning. Like, I guess what I'm saying,
I'm saying, like, what coach did it without, and consistently did it without a really, really, really high-level quarterback? Or which quarterback,
I mean,
high-level quarterback, did it without a really good head coach?
Coach. I think it's harder to, like, if you're a great coach, you probably, if you're considered to be an all-time great coach, you probably had a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Cowher. I mean, Cowher was achieving a lot with not great quarterback play, but then he eventually won with Ben.
Right.
But he did a lot without that for a while. Now, Neil O'Donnell did have a really good year in 94 leading 95.
I guess if you want to go like 1 year, I mean, I guess Billick would count.
Yeah, he won without
a quarterback, basically.
Without a quarterback.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson won in Tampa with Gruden.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson ain't that good. Joe Gibbs is the ultimate one because he won with different quarterbacks with the Washington franchise. But more often than not, when there's a great quarterback, that coach gets a ton of credit and vice versa. That's just the way it goes. I'm not going to be shocked by those poll results in Philadelphia, but I do have to laugh a little bit at the question. And I'm not calling them out. I mean, I think it's an interesting topic. Would you rather build a super roster and lose to Mahomes or have Mahomes and beat the super roster? We have an obvious example of what you should pick in that last Super Bowl between these two teams.
And maybe in this one.
And I think in this one.
Right.
Like, if you do tail of the tape, if you go position unit by position unit, Philadelphia's kicking the crap out of the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think you'll take, I know you'll take Reid over Sirianni, and you'll take Mahomes over Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And that's not to say Sirianni hasn't done a good job. He has. And it's not to say Jalen Hurts ain't a good quarterback. He is. But come on. What are we doing here?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.